in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wins with hot models. We got em. Life After Dust, 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 by the radio. To come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Hey yo, what's up everyone, welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy Steady J. It's a very, very, very beautiful day here on Dust Spot Radio Network. And man, it's Monday. That's how we do it every freaking week. We bring y'all one of the craziest shows in the world. And of course on Dust Spot Radio Network, there are other shows that got great every Tuesday. Glitz and Glamour comes on. It's a great show. And you got every Thursday, you got my people over there on the fly. This was another great show. And, of course, we do every Wednesday. But I got a little surprise that y'all pointed out this week, man. It's us me crazy. After tomorrow's Glitz and Glamour, you know, chill for about an hour, go relax for a second, and then come right back because we are debuting the season premiere of a show that was already hot, making some big moves, but they are coming to our network and making some big, big things happen, and that's The Drip. Can't wait for The Drip to come back. It's going to be crazy, and man, it's my sister Goldie, honey. It's not just one of those play sisters. It's my real sister, and she's making a lot of big moves. Glad to have her. I know I've been bugging her for a long time, but like, man, you didn't bring your show, man. Make it happen, you know, do your show and I do my show, whatever. So I'm glad for her to come, you know, make it happen, and finally everything is aligning right and making it happen, man. So I can't wait. She's going to be on this. She'll be on late night. So for those of y'all in the Central Standard Time, she'll be there at midnight. Basically, it's Wednesday. For those of y'all want to play technical, it's on Wednesday, but it's Tuesday night still, basically. And then it's going to happen again on this Thursday. And then every Thursday, late night, at midnight Central, she's going to be hosting the show. And can't wait for her show to come back. It's definitely like it. It gets very controversial. And her very first show she ever had, and this was years ago. This was before I even started doing Life After Dust Live. She had your boy Parlay from the Franchise Boys just randomly come in to chat and just showing some of the love to her. So crazy, man, to see on the love the people that show the family. So I definitely appreciate that. All right, so letting y'all know what's going on for today's Life of the Dust Live episode. We got my girl Tyler Noel gonna be in the building. I don't know what I'm blown away by more, the fact that she's just fine or the fact that her music is just her music. You know, if you didn't see her, like, her music just kind of paints the picture of how she looks. If you've never seen a picture of her, her music paints a picture of her because it's so beautifully done and her voice is amazing. So can't wait to have her on the show in a bit. And we're going to turn up with her. So I'm going to go check my phone lines. I got another person I want to bring. I'm so glad to have her back in the building. I'm trying not to cry. and that's what my girl. I've been missing her. She's been hiding from me. And that's my girl.
Y'all, it's time to go crazy. Your girl is back, so we got to get it popping tonight.
Yes, I'm glad to have you back. It's, you know, I'm like, oh my god, so it's just good to have. You know, you was missing the action. I was like, it's like, I finally have both of them back, and then The situations work.
Yeah.
And the way the situation, for instance, I use an example of what I mean. Like the situation of, like, you got Miley Cyrus twerking, and, you know, she was, you know, for instance, when Rihanna first came out, Rihanna wasn't really the bad girl. She was just the island girl who did the Find the Replay, Find the Replay song or whatever. And, you know, she was like the good girl image. That's how she was coming off. But then we don't know what the heck happened. And over there she did that, when she started doing Umbrella, after she did that good girl gone bad stuff. And she, ever since then, she's been like, bam, 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 just hitting you with it. And that's kind of how it is, like, for Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is, you know, Hannah Montana, best of both worlds. Now we're really getting the best of both worlds. And I know everybody has seen this Instagram picture that it cracks me up every time I see it. That's the one where they have Miley Cyrus. And
they have
Megan, and Megan says, about 3 years, hello, happy Miley Cyrus. And they got a picture underneath that says, only Mac Main knew, he knew what was getting ready to happen back then. Like, it's funny because it is about 3 years later, she just started acting a fool. Like, I got you telling people, everybody keeps telling that joke, but I don't even think that Mac Main saw that coming. Not on that type of level. I don't think he saw that coming. Wow.
Yeah, it was a crazy night on the VMAs, like, period. With Miley, everybody tripping. You know, I mean, Taylor Swift looked good. I feel like, you know, I don't know what to say really about Kanye's performance. I mean, if people could feel the song, I guess they could feel, you know, his whole little performance. But I don't know.
We can't see the performance. What performance? He was hiding behind the goddamn
shadow. Yeah. That's true.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. Coming up is a quick song break. We got a special guest in the building. We're going to bring her on, my girl Tyler Noel. So y'all sit still. Don't move anywhere. When we come back, we're going to get it in. All right. I'm just, wow, Miley Cyrus, what the heck be thinking? This is Kiki Monroe. This is Ride or Die. I'll be back.
bad dreams. And he can't be out with things. Stay clean up on the scene. And Kiki Monroe, you the baddest girl. Gonna do your thing. So these hoes want to ride or die. Bitch, really mean. Show it love to the king. Stay focused on my knees. She'll do anything for me. I swear I'm living in a dream. The way this girl is doing this and doing that. I think I found my ride or die queen. And that's a fact.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamon, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. We back. Back in the building.
Yeah.
With Taryn Lamon. We the building.
You know
we
it.
The building, son.
You know it. We in here. What's good?
All right,
back
so
in building, back in building.
It's time without further ado, to welcome our very special guest in the building, my girl, the beautiful, not just by looks, but by voice, Kyla Noel.
Hey.
Get up.
What's going on?
So, not much. We're glad to have you. I know you was listening to us going, not playing nice, but that's how we do on Mondays.
Let me tell you, y'all are hilarious. I was dying laughing. I'm like, oh my God, these people are nuts. Okay, I love it. All right, but look, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know, it's definitely do. And we always appreciate having somebody who just reaches out to show me love. So, heck, why not show them love back? So I definitely
appreciate it. True, very true.
So I see y'all going in real hard tonight on Miley. I don't want y'all to do Miley like that. You know, she's young. This is her way of expressing herself.
You right. But at the same time, it just throws you off. Like, dang, she done been on Disney in front of all these kids, so everybody's mouth dropped. Like, wait, so she really going to twerk? At first, I'm like, okay, twerking. Then she got the rubbing on Robin. I'm like, wait a minute.
Everybody ever pissed me off when she was heard of our turtle. She's such a model citizen. How did you not want to do this? She's a role model for all girls around the world. It's like, she's great. I saw Mac Maine said it yesterday. He was talking about Miley Cyrus, but he said he made a tweet, ironically, that we're talking about Mac Maine. If you could fast forward or use a rewind button in life, what would you go to? I would fast forward that, because I would go further or rewind back to when everybody was hating on me about saying I didn't realize Miley's Hannah Montana, and I would press the fast forward button. Okay, now what y'all say now? Y'all said model citizen, what? She's a Disney Channel, and she's just shattered by Lady Paula. She has such a positive family. It's like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah.
But what was your voice? What was that voice, though? That was the Hannah Montana voice, isn't it?
No, that was the mom voice, the soccer mom voice. She gets really mad that you're talking about someone her daughter looks up to. So that's the soccer mom voice.
Okay.
Molly Sides, you're like,
I'm thinking about Gary tonight. I'm thinking about Gary this day, and I'm thinking about, like, tracking on Robin Thicke.
No, that's more like Miley Cyrus right there.
You know what? I am so through with you at this point.
First off, let's start moving on up for a second, because we'll be here all day. But as far as you know, how did you get started in music? What was the first point in your life that said, oh, let's do music? And what was that turning point that kept telling you to start taking it more professionally?
Well, I had to be about five. I thought that what people were doing with their voices in the choir was, like, dope. And, I you know, I'm a church girl, but I grew up in the church and started out listening to Karen Clark, and I didn't realize that humans could do that with their voice. You know, I just remember being young, like, wait a minute, but hold on, how'd she do it again, you know? So, of course, I begged and begged to be in the choir, and they, you know, they let me do it, and it was a wrap from there. I went to a little workshop one time at a high school. You know, they just took all the kids, you know, that wanted to do something in music, and they had a workshop, and they heard me, and they were like, okay, well, we'll accept you into performing arts. So from a little one, I was in performing arts all the way up through college. I got a scholarship for music. So, yeah, I think I had to be about five when it was, like, real to me.
Okay.
It's going to start getting real, like,
well, it really was, though.
Okay. Well, so, you know, as far as say about five, whatever. So, you know, really started taking it further and further because, like, and you say, and it's obvious the people who really study the, you know, really study gospel a lot, those
mm-hmm.
people who know how to train their voices very well. And, you know, as far as like, because you're doing the covers, you know, you go into your YouTube, you're not only are you doing just doing great original songs, because, you know, people that's fans of covers, I suggest that you definitely listen to her original music, not just being like this crazy fan. It just her stuff is really that hot. And,
Thank you.
You know, as far as like the cover, you know, how do you transition as far as like doing the covers? I know sometimes that's always the hard part, picking the cover, and the part that's always the most nervous for is not ruining a song that everybody loves already.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I guess it's a good and a bad thing. The great thing is that when somebody wants to, you know, when they're looking up their favorite song, you know, they're going to be like, oh, okay, well, Tyler Noel, well, she sung my favorite song, let me listen to it. But kind of the downfall a little bit on that is that a lot of times people forget that I'm an artist. Like, I'm a regular artist. I'm not just the cover queen. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't only do covers. I do my own music as well, you know? And as far as with what you were saying about training your voice to do certain things, I tell people all the time, like, yeah, I was born with the gift, but it took a lot of work. I mean, I really honed my craft. I really, really did. And anything that had to do with music, you know, whether it was in school, whether it was in a singing group outside of school, the church choir, you know, people singing on the corner, I wanted to be a part of it because I wanted to be great. Now, I didn't want it to just be good. I wanted it to be great.
No, so you were singing on the corner. So you mean telling me you were singing on the corner, like by one of the little barrels, the fire popping out of it, you know, singing on the corner like that?
No. Well, let me tell you, around my way, a lot of times, just on the block, what we call on the block, I'm from Florida, and a lot of times the young guys will be out there rapping and, you know, this, that, and the third, or you know, somebody will come up and want to rap with somebody, and then don't let it be a song that has a hook. Don't let it be a rap song that had a hook to come in. Then whoever on the block that feel like they can cram a little bit want to come in and sing the hook. So when I got old enough, you know, to sneak off the porch and go listen to people in their rap battles, it was like, okay, well, I know the hook, this chorus is coming up, so let me try to chime in so somebody can hear me. You know, that's what it was back home.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, because everybody already, you know, right here, especially in Texas and especially the screw-in shop era and all that, everybody's already came down and everybody, I was in that circle. Man, I always want to do that. So, yeah, I like that. You know, I like to hear that. I already see that. I wish I would have saw that more, like the singers coming in and holding it down. So, yeah, that's a good look.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, you know, if you had to pick your favorite, you know, your favorite cover that you've done so far, what would it be? I know that's got to be a hard one, but what would you pick as your favorite one?
Oh, my goodness, that is a hard one, and I think it's very rude of you guys. I'm just joking. But no.
No,
really.
That's what I do.
No, really, truth be told, I have a couple favorite ones. Let me see. I really enjoyed doing Tamar. In fact, I won her Tamar Braxton Got Chops contest. I was the first place winner on her contest because of that cover. I really enjoyed doing Keisha Cole. Oh, my goodness. I would have to say those are probably my two favorites. And, you know, and yeah, not to say that my other
cousins, you know,
not to say that I don't love my other cousins.
You got
to
one of them, so you're trying to cheat. That's
okay,
that's
well.
That's how she slid that pass, right?
I mean, you know,
you
gotta
say one of them.
Look, you saw me try to really put my media training to work just then, right?
Yeah, I saw you.
Let me see.
Yeah, see, I know how to go around. I know how to. See, I'm a football player, so I know how to. You know, people try to juke around me. I know how to stop that. I know how to, you know, tackle them, get them, bam, get the answer out of them.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? How about I'm going to answer the question and I'm still not going to give you the answer you're looking for? So I don't have a favorite cover. How about my favorite song that I have on YouTube is my own song?
Oh, see, I was going to hit you with that next. I was, you know, I wasn't going to, put you in the corner that long with just that. I knew the cover part was going to be hard, but everybody has that song.
I love every. Every song that I've covered, I love that artist. You understand what I'm saying? Like every, I mean, from 702 cover that I did to, you know, I mean, the Adele cover that I did. I mean, I love all those artists. So it's really hard. It's really hard. It's difficult to ask me what my favorite cover is.
So are you going to do like, are you going to do a cover to Bands Make a Dance and do this? Bands Will Make a Dance. Bands Will Make a Dance. No, you can make like an R&B version. Bands Make a Dance. I'm telling you, that's gonna be crazy. Watch, it's gonna get to like 10 million views. He made a. That's good.
Oh really? Oh, that's how you feel about it. Okay, well, how
that's
about you
I'm feel about
then?
It? It's gonna get 10 million views because you made a cover of Bands Make a Dance.
I'm not fooling with you. You're trying to set me up.
Why? I'm telling you, everybody's like, yeah, that's the girl. Oh, I know her. That's the girl that made the cover to Bands Make a Dance. Like you said, it goes like, hey, what about my song? Come on now, Sonny. Come on, Sonny. So, yes. As far as your favorite song that you've done, like I said, I wasn't going to do that to you. I was going to let you do that, too. Like, what's your favorite song you've done so far?
So far, my favorite song that I've done is a song that's actually out right now, Remedy. Because a lot of times in R&B, especially with my music, you know, I've talked about certain, now I try to talk about real life situations and things that have actually happened. And a lot of it is about being hurt or, oh, he cheated on me or, oh, this, that, and the third. But Remedy is on a lighter note. You understand? Like, you know, it's kind of like a feel good song. So that has to be my favorite to date.
That's nice. One little nice little video she got, too. Ooh.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. I want to make sure now I'm not talking about the video. They need to look, everybody, since you're talking about the video, since you brought it up, everybody, I need all the callers to please do me a huge favor and make sure you go to YouTube and look me up. Go to my channel. It's Tyler Noel Music. And please watch Remedy. Watch the video. Because, you know, we worked really hard on the video. So it makes me
yes,
feel really good to like it.
Yes, they did.
Thank you.
They were really hard in the video. Okay, so I'm playing nice because you know, so that was nice. I hope you know that was nice out of me. That wasn't even
well, let me
crazy
just tell you.
Yet.
You know, I mean, it's off and on to everybody. Just like you got a sweet and you got a nice, I'm sure you got a sour. But just remember now. I have a nice and I have a sour too. So as long as you play nice, I'll play nice.
It's about to be that time. You know, we're gonna go to one of your songs and then we come back. It's gonna be that time. Karen, what time is it after this song?
It's gonna be turn up time with Karen. Go crazy.
Oh,
I'll be
okay.
Easy, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be easy. She said, hold out there, like, I'll be easy. Nah.
Please be easy.
She charged me nice
you.
Now, huh?
I might.
All right, we're going to go to Hold On, and then we'll be back after this.
I'm crazy about my first love. I'm writing.
All right.
We're back. Yeah.
I like that you were just talking about with Remedy too, how, you know, you make songs about trying to bring people together, not about just male bashing.
Right.
Well,
you know, look, here's the thing. Now, I write what has happened to me, and if there's a male that has hurt my feelings, I don't have no issue writing about him, you know. But when I wrote Remedy, I was in a really, really good place, and I'm still in a good place, you know. So it's like with me, I write about what's going on in my life, and I think that's why a lot of my songs are relatable, because there are things that have actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like you having a positive life, because like all most of your music is, you know, it's like, man, make you feel good. It's like, man, okay. Yes. You know, it's not like after that, I'm a male, and after I hear it, I'm like, dang, we messing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it makes you feel good.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. Look at him. Anyways, my first question for you is, what keeps you motivated in what you do? Like, what was your starting motivation?
My starting motivation had to be listening to Karen Clark and the Clark Sisters. I wanted so badly to be able to do the things that Karen Clark did with her voice. That was my starting motivation. And then when I decided to be professional, you know, take it and make this like my job, my father, God bless the dead, was my manager, so he motivated me all the time, and he demanded great things from me. It wasn't what my dad, 99.5, didn't do. You needed to give him 100% or else. And then after I buried him, it was like, okay, now I have to give 100%, not just for me, but for him. So, you know, that was, you know, what was my starting motivation with Karen Clark, and then to this day, today, my motivation now is still my father.
99.5 won't do. I had to get it out.
Look, amen, I want to do it.
I feel that. Now, what are your good and bad views on the music industry?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, and I have to be careful. You know what? Forget about that. I'm not going to be careful. It is what it is. Who don't like it, that's their business. The good thing is this. I feel like music is an art form. You get to express yourself. If you feel like F you can actually put that on your song if that's what you so choose to do. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's great as far as expressing your art form. The not-so-good thing about this industry is that a lot of it is not what you know, but who you know. You understand what I'm saying? Because back home where I'm from, there is so much talent in the hood, you know, or round the way, or it's so much talent. And because these people don't know who, you know, they, you know, I guess need to know, or they're not in bed with certain people, they don't get the play that they actually deserve, you know. So that can be kind of a downfall. And it can actually be discouraging if, you know, if you're not ready, because this music business is not for the faint of heart.
That's right. I gotta agree with you. Yeah, and the thing is, though, like me and Steady was saying as you were listening in, it shocks me, because I see, like, I hear people every day, you know what I mean, the things like that, you're right, that be on the streets maybe sounding better than most of the people out here on the radio. And then you get some girls that just got the looks, like they look good, but they just sound bad. So how does it make you feel to, you know, have looks and then you have the voice to go with it? Like, how does it make you feel when people commend you on what you're bringing to the table?
Well, first of all, thank you for the comment. It makes me feel really good when people commend me. It makes me feel like all of the hard work that I'm doing is not in vain, you know. And when people commend me, a lot of times, because I'm going to be honest with you, I have some really loyal fans. Like, my fans will just randomly say stuff, or I have people who've actually started doing covers of my original songs. And it's one of those things where it's like, wow, okay, they love my music. They love me, you know. And a lot of times when people recognize what I'm doing, they have no idea that it's right on time. Like, when I feel like, okay, this music thing might not be for me, I might get ready to be tired for a second. But when, prime example, like tonight, all the compliments that I'm hearing you guys say, like, it's a great feeling. It's like, okay, wow, so somebody is listening.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. So how do you separate your business life from your personal life?
Well, what I would say is this, and this is just in life and not just in music, because all really is not fair in love and music business. So with anything that I do, I try to keep my business and pleasure separate. I have to. If I have a bad day in the studio, I don't bring that home with me, you know? And if I have a bad day at home, I don't bring it to the studio attitude-wise. What I'll do is I'll take whatever happens at home and get a pen and a paper and talk about it on paper and then get ready to lay it. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to separate them. I have to separate them because, you know, a lot of times people will forget their position in your life. You know, you're not my manager. You're the person that I come home to. So let's keep that separate, you know. So that's what I do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure all of the guys and your fans around the world want to know the big question. Are you single? Are you involved? Listen to Freddie taking
notes. I am involved. I am involved.
Okay. All right. Betty, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes, Sid.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? I'm involved, too. I'm involved a lot. Okay.
I'm not fooling with you, Fetty. Are we gonna somebody put some duct tape on his lips, please, because he is nuts.
man. All right. Well, where would you like to be in the next? Well, let's just say the next 2 years. Within the next 2 years, where would you like to see yourself?
In the next 2 years, I am hoping to have an album out. The ultimate goal is to have a Grammy. I think every artist wants that. Within the next 2 years, I want to start working on a book because I have some tales, you know, that I really need to get out there. And I would love to have a show. I feel like everybody and their aunties and grandmas is getting reality shows right now. And some of them are just like, huh? You know, you look at some of this stuff and it's like, huh? Hey, wait a minute. That's
right.
Not reality. That's scripted. But my life in itself, my everyday life, is a TV show. That's something that I'm working on as well.
Okay, that's dope. That's very dope. So what other talents do you have, like, that you, besides writing and sharing, is there something that the world doesn't know that you do? Like, do you act? Like, you know, because some people just want to know, do you paint in your spare time? Like, what is one thing that the world doesn't know? That's an exclusive question. I need an exclusive answer right now. Here on Life After Death Live.
Okay, well, as far as other talents, I do act. I dibble and dabble in acting. But as far as something that the world would need to know about me that they don't know is that I'm actually genuinely very sweet. I'm very loving. I'm very nurturing because people, and I don't know if it's because, you know, they've had bad experiences with other artists. I don't know if this is the case, but when people meet me, I've had fans who say, well, hi, can I shake your hand? You know, like they're almost scared to even say hello. And I'm like, hey, whoa, don't get it twisted, mama. What you see right now was not always this. So you can say hello,
exactly.
You can shake my hand, you can give me a hug, you know. And that's something that I want people to know. I want people to know that I am damn human. I am not, you know, God.
You know, so.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not Kanye West. You know, he's right up there.
Jesus. That's dope. That's dope. Okay, well, like, I know I'm a big person in fashion, so walk us through the closet of the well. Like, what is your everyday? Well, I guess we switch up every day, so I think it'd be fair to say if I was inviting you to another interview on Life After Death Live, I'd call you like, Noelle, I need you to be here in 10 minutes. You know, what are some things that you might grab? Would you grab some heels? Would you grab some shorts? Would you grab a dress? Would you grab some sneakers? Like, what's the style of Noelle?
okay, well, if you said, hey, T, I need you to be such and such in a few minutes, I'd be like, okay, yeah, and where the hell is such and such? I need to know, are we going to meet up at Ruth's Chris? Are we going to, you understand, because I'm a dress for the occasion type chick. You know, I'm a dress for the occasion type chick. If you want to take me to Morton's or, you know, somewhere really nice, then okay, cool. I will probably snatch up a pair of Giuseppe's. Roberto Cavalli is one of my favorite designers. I might have a little top on by him, you know, some little pants that hug around the waist, you know, real, and then probably my toy bag. So, you know, I love labels. I love labels, but I don't wear them every single day. I have to have a reason to wear them. I'm not going to pull out my Gucci indie bag and take it to the grocery store.
Okay.
It's like, now you got a reason, you jump into the phone booth, you know, and come out in it. That's how you do it.
I mean, look, let me tell you, you know, like I said, honestly, I'm a round-the-way girl. If I get up and run to the bank or run to the store or, you know, even out for a quick lunch, you know, I'll probably have on some tights with a cute little top and some bedazzled sandals, you know, something that's really cute. But when the time comes, these chicks don't want it with me because I got some stuff in my closet that they can't pronounce yet. So, you know, it's like I said, I'm a dress for the occasion type of chick because I feel like everything should be done decently and in order.
No, wait, okay. Just a second. Everybody knows how to pronounce Versace now because Drake taught him a million times.
Didn't he say it? But hold
yes.
on. But you,
Versace,
I don't know
Versace,
if you
Versace,
this
Versace,
now.
Versace, Versace. Oh, my God. I'm like, I just don't like Versace anymore.
But everybody don't know. But, you know, everybody doesn't know. And there was a movie back in the day that I saw when I was, like, I actually seen it a few times. It's called Showgirls. And the girls, somebody asked the chick, well, where'd you get the dress from? And she was like, Versace. You know? So, like, people. You know,
so
it's the
right,
people
though.
That don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but
that's
Drake is that dude. Anything Drake says, you must believe.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, come on. This is the same guy that told you, no new friends, no new friends. I mean, that's what he told you. That's what he told
you.
He said,
no
new friends? He's not going to have no new friends.
No, let's get this clear. He told y'all that. He didn't tell me that because
yeah, he didn't say my name.
I have met some new people that have been more loyal to me within this past year than some people that I have thought was my friends from back in the hood. So I'm not going to let nobody tell me.
Okay.
No,
now,
preach.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm
well,
like
I felt
I
you because I be laughing at it. I laugh every time people entertain it. And I love it, like, it being the hood. It'd be the hood DJ, but like, yeah, I'm ready for right now. Put your new fingers up in the air and you ain't doing no new things. You want your middle fingers and your glove in the hair, man. I want you to put your middle fingers up in the air and say no new things. Like, and people do that and that stuff is hot. Like, dude, you just met me last week and you called me your friend. How could you sit there and lie and tell them that? You know,
right.
So I don't be getting that, you know. I don't understand how people be thinking.
Yeah. Definitely. It's crazy.
No, y'all like my little DJ impersonation.
Yeah, your DJ impersonation is great.
Oh, man. Okay, so, all right, now I got some more questions for you because Tara was going a little bit, but I'm about to go even more. Okay, so as far as like, what's the most embarrassing moment, person that's happened to you in your personal life, and most embarrassing moment that's happened to you during your career?
Ooh.
In my personal life, what is the most embarrassing? I really don't know.
We got to get it for it, Taryn. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't believe Oh, Lord.
The question again. Hold on. Put my game show voice on. The question again.
You heard that damn music? I heard your question. You know what? I'm not doing this
right.
To you. If you cut that doggone music off, don't come for me, okay? You have not been summoned, and I will not let you... No, but truthfully, I really don't know, like, in my personal life, because I don't really get embarrassed like that with, like, family and friends and stuff. Like, people who know me, like, whatever happens just happens. But I can honestly say one of the most embarrassing things that have happened to me in my career was about 3 years ago, maybe four. I was with a label. I will never say the name, but it was an indie. And they had put this whole hype up about mixtape, this, that, and the third, and whoop, 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 and all of this is coming out, and they had not gotten clearance on the music. So the whole mixtape thing went, it was like shot to hell. I couldn't put out a mixtape. That was so embarrassing to me because people asked for like a year after that. Like, okay, yeah, so whatever happened to their mixtape? Like, what? Don't you have a label? That was, I was just mortified.
Oh, you know what that gives. Yeah,
that was the worst.
They getting crickets for that one. Yeah, we don't. I can't believe they did. How could you call yourself a label? You don't.
I mean,
yeah, that's messed up.
Well, you know what? Like I said, it happens. And once again, like I said, this music industry, this is not for the faint of heart. Like it really is not for everybody. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's right. I agree.
I'm really over here shaking my head. Like, you know how people be typing and shaking my head? Like, I'm really over here actually shaking my head. And like, I just, wow. That's crazy to me. I'm sitting here.
Look, I'm still shaking my head. It's all for you. I'm still shaking my head.
The more I start thinking about it, the more I'm just over here like, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious. And good. Like I said, I'm still shaking my head. It's been years and my head is still shaking.
I shake my head anymore. I'm like, I got Parkinson's. I need to chill
out. Don't do it.
Wow. Okay, so another moment. Now, I know you mentioned Car Sisters, and I know you mentioned, let's see, yeah, mentioned, oh, why the names are coming to my head now, Tamar Braxton,
right.
And you mentioned Kelly, mentioned Keisha Cole, there we go. Who would say five other artists that you definitely look up to that's like doing some big things in the industry right now?
I would definitely go to Brandy. I love Brandy Norwood. She is one of my all-time favorites. I would go to, who else is that? I mean, I would have to go to Beyonce because Beyonce is really, I mean, she is always, I mean, she's never resting. I'm like, when did you sleep type thing. I would actually like to have a conversation with Tay Michelle because I think that she has done very well for herself in this industry, being that she's had so many, you know, hard times. I am, like, bat crazy about Bruno Mars. Love Bruno Mars. Would love to work with him. And probably an artist from Home Team. Probably Ricky Rosé.
Because you want to work with me? Just try to tell me. Huh? I want to work with Tyler. No L. Maybach music. No, I'm gonna give him a hooky up right now. I'm letting him know right now. I'm gonna send him a jelly donut with a note with your name in the bottom and say,
"You know what? I'm sorry.
Go
I'm not gonna let you say that is ugly. Ooh, you are going down for that one."
Man, hey, Rick Ross loves his jelly donuts, man. I mean, I don't know how many of y'all caught that tea. What was the inner? How many inner jokes was in that one joke? It was a lot of tea that one joke.
Man,
I'm trying to be good today. I said I was gonna be good. I prayed on it earlier. I said, Lord,
what did God say
today? He said, just let the spirit move you. The spirit didn't. It kind of just moved me over here a whole other way, and I kind of didn't listen. So that's what happened. Like I moved away from the spirit, what was trying to tell me to do. So that's why it happened.
Okay.
Well. Steady. I can say you being all right.
I'm being all right. It's all right. Okay, so, and you know, a lot of people, too, like, a lot of people don't realize, and I think that's why I think you and y'all be great in the studio. Beyonce, you've had producers came in here and said that, you know, a lot of people think that Beyonce is just, oh, they said Beyonce would come in the studio, take your heels off, put them to the side, and say, let's work. That's how Beyonce gets down in the studio. That's what I've been hearing from producers that came to here before. Like, people don't realize that. Like, I'm sure, like you said, I'm sure people see you glammed up and whatnot, but they don't realize when you get in that studio, I mean, especially you spending hours in there, you ain't trying to be cute all day. You got to take some shoes off, whatever you got to do to be comfortable to lay some tracks.
Right. Well, I have my special studio socks. I have like 4 or 5 pairs of really big fluffy socks that have shea butter on the inside of them, because I don't be for that crap with the high heel shoes on in the studio. No, I wear sweat and pull my hair back in a ponytail, and that's right. Let's get to work.
Let's get it. Like, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit it. There you go. I like that. Because some people, you know, and as far as that, too, with the studio, you know, what's your advice for artists? This could be anybody, because this would work for anybody in the industry. As far as before they go in the studio, what do you recommend they do? Because some people, they waste so much money on studio time just to tell people on Facebook, man, I'm in the studio, man, and we don't never see none of this product that they done in the studio. Like, what
right.
do you recommend that an artist do before they go in the studio, even before they even make it into the studio? What do you recommend they do as far as preparation?
I would recommend that they have their material learned or written, because a lot of times people will come and say, okay, let's go into the studio, but what the hell are we going to the studio for if we don't have a song to record? You could write at home. You understand what I'm saying? Or you can get together and have a writing session with. You can have a writing session with someone, you know, somewhere else. And that was something else that happened with that label that I will not, you know, say their name. But that was something else that happened. It was a lot of studio time set up. I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars of studio time set up. And it was like, okay, we're going in the studio to do what? Because we haven't even written anything yet, you know. Get the tracks, take them home with you, get comfortable with them. A lot of times when you I am a perfectionist, so I might hit a note that can actually be fixed, but I'd rather fix it myself. So, you know, a lot of time comes out when you have to re-record and go back and dub back and all that. No, take your music home, get your pen and pad at home and get it done, or learn your music before you get there. I would say to singers, make sure y'all have something warm to drink, wrap your throat. And get your mind right, because a lot of it in the studio is mental. There have been plenty of times that I've gone in the studio and my mind is somewhere, everywhere else but the mic, you know what I'm saying? So get your mind right as well. So, you know, that's just what I would say before you get into the studio.
Nicely said.
Nicely said,
because, I get annoyed. It'd be so, it's so many artists come on Facebook and Twitter, yeah, man, save me. I'm chilling in the studio right now, man. We getting it in. Like, what are you putting? And then we don't never see them. And they put out one track. And they've been in the studio every day, hours upon hours, and put out one track. And then the track don't even sound. The track sound, they did it in 15 minutes. Like, come on, son. Like, why are you wasting all this money going to the studio if you're not going to prepare it
right? Well, you know, each to his own. I would prefer to have my stuff down, because I don't really want to have to give nobody a whole lot of money for studio time. I'd rather use the rest of that money on marketing.
Work. Pound sign work. Okay, so as far as if you today was your last day on Earth and you had to make a quote about yourself that sums you up. Sums up everything about you in a quote of your personal quote, by the way. What would it be if today was your last day and you want everybody to remember you for something? What would that quote be?
Something about me that will, I guess, kind of sum me up. Well, I would say that
Tyler Noel was the change that she wanted to see in life. Because a lot of times people talk about, oh, I want to change this, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But it's like, okay, you can change, and you can want and wish for anything, but, you know, faith without works is dead. If you're not changing, if you're not moving, if you are not being a part of the change that you want to see, then you got to stop talking about it.
Amen to that. I can attest to that too. Like, and I mean, that really, you know, that feels real personal for me, because everything, like, I remember my teacher was in the 10th grade. He told us to write. He said, "All right, I want you." It is a physics teacher. I mean, it's a crazy physics teacher. He told you, said, "Write three goals on a piece of paper that you want to accomplish, and what amount of time you want to accomplish it in, and, you know, whatever." Mm-hmm. I picked three goals. All of them I want to have done before 30. I've gotten two of those goals. Two of those. One of the goals is done. The second one, but basically it's done already too, because next week that goal will be accomplished. But then this third one, I want to tell you about the third one, because, you know, I like, that's the other thing about your goals. Don't tell people your goals sometimes, because sometimes you got haters that come and they try to figure out how they can stop it. Just let it happen. Let you know the plan, but don't let them know the goal. That's what people don't realize. Let them know what you want to do to make something happen. Because sometimes they know your goal. They making plans to figure out how they can stop you from getting to that point.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. And I want to say this to you personally. I understand what you're saying about people trying to stop your goal, whatever. Look, check this out. You can't worry with people and what they're trying to do. God ain't going to bless no mess. And that's something that I've learned over the years. So if it's for you, it's for you. You tell whoever you want to tell about your goal. It's for you, and God has already got it in motion for you. Ain't nothing they can do but be mad. Period. They can talk to their mom about it, but that's all.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel you, man. Sometimes, a lot of times I'm very good at ignoring hatred, but sometimes my attitude, because contrary belief, I'm real nice, but if you're a person that finds my attitude, you work really hard to get to that point. And once you get to that point, it's going to be a long time for it. I ain't going to hold a grudge, because people got to learn that too. When you hold a grudge, it's going to be, that's going to help. That's going to have this dark spot in your heart, and you're not going to ever get rid of it. And that's how you're going to always feel, always holding a grudge. And you're going to be more mad at yourself than the person that did the wrong to you, because now you're stuck with hatred, and that person don't even give a dang about you anymore.
Right.
All right. Well, okay. I want you to go ahead and let everybody know your links or how they can find you on, so Facebook, Twitter, your website, wherever they can find you.
Okay. Well, Facebook is Tyler Noel. I do have a fan page. Click like. You can say something to me. I try to respond back. YouTube is youtube.com/MissTylerNoel. That's MS Tyler Noel. My Instagram is the same thing as, Twitter, twitter.com/MSTylerNoel. My IG, my Instagram is Miss Tyler Noel as well. And on YouTube, it's Tyler Noel Music. So, I mean, if whoever says something to me, I try really hard to respond back. I try to interact with my fans. And if I don't respond right away, please don't get discouraged, and please don't think that I'm being ugly. I have a lot going on, but I will respond back.
Right, and I want to say about responding too. I appreciate you a couple different things that got big up. First off, I'm gonna big up Blast Your Thoughts. That's why I found out about you. Over there, and they always supported me and what I got going on. That's what people don't be understanding. Stop this crap. This cool to have. Everybody always want to go against it. If somebody got something similar to what they got going on, they don't want to get involved with it because, oh, man, they're trying to hate on me or whatever. I like that. Blast Your Thoughts. We both got social networks. Bam. We both got radio shows. Bam. But we do not hate on each other. We support what each other got going on, and that's why we both are growing. People don't freaking get that. And I like to say that I was able to go over there, network, find out about you, hit you up on Facebook. You hit me up and say, okay, I'm going to go check it out. Bam, the way I saw you was over there, not stuff showing love. So, and then now you're here. So I appreciate that. Like, it, I really do, because there's a lot of people that have real Hollywood in the moment they get. And, by the way, let me go ahead and just put the number out there for people. She got over, at a combined total of 1.8 million views on YouTube. It's people that get 10,000 views. 10,000 views, and they act like they better than me. I'm like, are you freaking serious? I got 15,000 views on a video I never promoted. So you got to come harder than that. Like, people don't be understanding that. And that's what I like about you. Like you were saying earlier, you're down to earth, and what you see is what you get.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Before I let you guys go, because I do have a couple things that I need to look, I got a couple things that I need to get ready to do. I'm getting ready to pull out some of them labels that we were talking about. But before I let you go, I do want to make sure that I thank you again for having me on the show, because here are millions of artists all over the world, and I'm so aware of that, and y'all could have chosen anybody else that you thought of me. So I want to let you know that I do appreciate it.
No problem.
It
was a pleasure having you.
Okay, so it was great talking to y'all. And, Betty, I'm sure you have my manager's information for, you know, whomever. Tweet me, email me, whatever. If y'all want to do this again, we can do it again. But just hit me up and let me know.
Now, if you got some new music, hit us up, man. So we can probably play it for you.
Okay,
definitely.
Thank y'all again. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Shout out to the beautiful Ty Noel for coming through. Shout out to my girl Tara Lamont for coming back. I saw my girl Keisha listening. Keisha's playing listen. She over there at work, Holly working. She's going to talk to y'all for that later. But again, I mean, I just appreciate everything that just happened today. And heck, you know, man, we're finishing on a Monday show, y'all. Definitely appreciate everybody that came through and showed love to what we do. We do this for everybody. Just really making something happen. And you ain't got to be a celebrity. You know, that whole thing, everybody thinks you always have a celebrity to make stuff happen. I can show you archive numbers of people that came to the show and that weren't celebrities and had more people listen to the show and people that were celebrities. It's not always about you being a celebrity, people. It's about the love and your fan, and just having a good fan base and really being loyal to your fans and vice versa. So that's all you got to do. So with that being said, Taryn, please let them know how they can find the show if they ever miss it.
Okay, you guys can find the show on justspot.com. You guys can tune in from there on Blog Talk Radio, or through the iTunes app and the TuneIn app, just like that. And we tweet the links. We promote the links. So, yeah, there y'all go. Just like that, baby.
There you go. And man, this is transition of Dust Spot. This transition being a full-fledged network, making stuff happen, different shows. It's a good feeling. I like the other shows. I like the fact we have other shows because you breathe another feel to the network, and it kind of lets us relax a little bit. Not necessarily do shows. Not have to do shows. Of course, you know, I'd be in the background or something. I'd be talking crap on their shows to be a producer, but it's good to have those other hosts too, because you get another entity, and you always get something fresh. You get something fresh every day, so. I appreciate everybody that's a part of the magic. And, of course, the listeners, about the listeners, man, it wouldn't be what it is. And just y'all was making this go so strong. So I appreciate y'all, too.
Definitely.
All right. We about to be out. Remind y'all of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J. Or there's a
T.
Or there's a U. There is away. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life and Just Live.
Turn the radio.
We out.
Yeah.
Peace.
We out.
Oh, we won't be on this Wednesday, for those of y'all that want to know. But we will be on next Wednesday. And we'll be on next Monday, too. So check out those shows. We'll see y'all.